to you just in time for a conversation I've been looking forward to for a while. And there's a lot of reason behind this. But the most important reason why I've been looking forward to this so much is because this is something that I find to be close to home for me. And I'm certain it's close to home for so many different people. As this conversation relating to financial literacy. I remember growing up and realizing that I don't know so much about, financial literacy, especially when I started to step into the working world. And I realized how important it is that that information of financial literacy is shared with young people. Young people from a young age that they are taught about the importance of financial literacy. And I guess that's why, as part of Global Money Week, we decided, you know what, actually, we're not going to wait for this to be done in some way or some form. We're actually going to choose to do it ourselves. And part of the reason why we actually opted to do this ourselves here on Drive 3-6 is because a lot of parents are saying, hey, I want to do it, but I'm not too sure how to go about it. I'm not too sure how to actually start the conversation. What are the key things that I should look out for if I want to be able to have a conversation with my children about financial literacy? Well, that's where my guest comes in. Mapalo Maku is joining me on the line to tell us all about that. Author, entrepreneur, and financial educator. She's a renowned personal finance expert, best-selling author of You're Not Broke, You're Pre-Rich. I remember the first time I heard this, I said to her, I love this title. I could probably put it on a t-shirt. And she's the founder of Women and Finance. And she joins me this afternoon to tell us all about why it's so important to do financial literacy with our children. Mapalo, thank you so much for joining us. Welcome to Drive 3-6.
Thank you so much for having me, Rosie.
Despite technology trying to deter us from having this conversation, I'm so glad that I'm able to speak to you again. And to kind of double click into your brain, into something that affects every single one of us. Global Money Week is causing us to sit around a table and have a conversation. How much more when it comes to a conversation about financial literacy with our young children? Why is it so important that we teach them from a young age about the inner workings of finances?
Yeah, 100%, Josie. And I love your introduction where you said, you know, your first job, you actually realize that maybe financial literacy is something that you should have studied, or something that should have at least been taught to you, right? So it's twofold. Number one, we need to teach our kids financial literacy because, number one, you are effectively going to help them not to make costly financial mistakes. How many people start in the workplace, never handled a credit card before, never knew what debt is, and you get bombarded with all of these things and people start making costly financial mistakes. So number one, you make sure that in the long term, by giving and providing financial literacy, that people avoid making costly financial mistakes that sets them back many, many, many years, all right? That's number one. But the second and very important one is that by teaching financial literacy from a young age, you are saying to young people, you will get confident when it comes to making money decisions, and you will know what type of investments are available to you so that you grow your wealth in the long run.
And I think what you're saying is so true. I look back over my life and yes, I have made those decisions where I had no idea what I was doing. And of course, the financial service providers, they just will whisper sweet nothings. And if you don't know, you'll fall for it, which hinders then the growth of your future financial well-being and really good standing. But let's talk about parents. You know, there's parents that are thinking, I have no idea where to start with this. Is it in pocket money? Do I pay them for chores? Do I let them tithe at church? I don't know how to go about this, especially moms. If they can say, this feels overwhelming. Maybe let's start there. What are some practical, simple ways to begin teaching kids around us about money?
Yeah, I think, you know, I'm a parent myself. I have two young boys, one 10, one 4, right? And for me, it is practical. Every day, there's an opportunity for you to teach your kids about money. So, for example, if they are very young, when you go shopping with them, don't just let them put the stuff in the basket, for example, right? So let's say you're going shopping and it's, you know, it's cool beans, it's pasta. Let them read out the number, okay? Ask your children, what does that number say? I remember when my oldest son was around 3, 4, I would ask him that question and he'd be like, oh, it is 13.99, right? Because now you're bringing them to the awareness of, oh, this thing costs something. And everything that we're putting in this basket has a different price to it. So now he is so aware of what things cost. Even before he comes and asks for anything, he will tell me, oh, this is how much it costs. He never ever asks for anything without telling me how much it's going to cost. So that's number one. Then the second thing that you can do, and we should be doing as parents, and I know schools are trying to go cashless and we're trying to go cashless as a society, but I think there's so much value in giving your kids hard cash. Okay, because they see that there is a physical, you know, it's more tactile than just giving them either a debit card or those tap school cards that they normally have. Normally, most schools do have. So give them cash. If you are giving them, for example, 20 rand or 50 rand, then they know, okay, I have spent 20 rand already. I'm left with 30 bucks. I have spent 30 bucks now. You know, I must kind of slow down here. So make it very practical. I know sometimes people say, no, but it's not safe. But I think also you are teaching them that they need to take care of the money, right, when they have hard cash. So there are so many opportunities for us to teach our kids about money. And I think for me as a parent, look for those opportunities. They're always there. And the thing about teaching money to our children is that it's not a once-off conversation. It's not a conversation that you have at the beginning of the year like we envision it to be. Every time, I mean, if you're planning a little holiday, a weekend getaway, bring out a pen and pencil, a pen and paper, and say, hey, this is how much, you know, this is our budget. What do you think we should do? Get them involved as well. Don't assume that kids don't see. They see, and they're ever, forever watching.
Yeah, very true. They're always watching, and they're picking up little by little, sponge mind, so to say. But you're talking about your son, and you're saying he reads 13.99. And I couldn't help then follow up with the question of, what's the suitable age to start introducing financial concepts to children? How does one gauge these, and how does one adjust the lessons as the children grow?
You know, it's such an important question, Kwasi, because, you know, I believe, and everyone will tell you this, that our kids are so incredibly smart. Don't say you're going to wait until they're 5. Don't wait until they're 10. Start from as early as possible. Like I said, with my oldest son, we started when he was 2 already. If he wanted anything, I would make a point to give him cash and go to the cashier himself and ask for specific things. So start them young. Start them young, and obviously make it age appropriate. You can see sometimes, okay, maybe he struggles with this concept. I tried to teach him the concept of credit a couple of years ago. I think he was around 5, but you could see that it didn't click. But just because it doesn't click at that moment doesn't mean the seed hasn't been planted. Remember that your kids are quite, they just absorb everything, man. You know, if we believe that they can learn maths at school, trust me, they can learn about financial literacy. And I mean, the other day I went to a restaurant with him, just a date for the two of us, and I was teaching him how to tip, how to read a bill, and telling him, okay, and I asked him, what is the difference here? Why, what do you see? What's kind of popping out for you? He says, okay, I can see that we paid this much for this, this much for this, my meal and your meal. And he asked me, so what is this VAT? Then it was an opportunity for us to talk about VAT. What is VAT? There is an opportunity, parents, okay, to teach your kids about money every single day. And I think if you see it in that way, then it can get quite exciting.
I'm so glad that you mentioned the interaction with the bill, because I think a lot of them will interact with it just for the sake of the sweets that's in the container that brings the bill at a restaurant. But
Mabala, and maybe you should, before you get the sweet, read the bill. Let's go through the bill together.
I like that. I like that so much. Then they'll have to learn because they want the sweet. But Mabala, you know, I think when it's something that's beautiful, you mentioned it at the beginning, talking about technology and how it's skipping that little gap and that, how can I say, there's opportunity for children to engage with hard-held cash. But at the same time, technology has been a blessing. What technology, what role, rather, does technology play in teaching financial literacy? Are they apps? Are they systems, digital tools that one can use for a parent who might say, look, I wasn't taught this, and I'm just kind of saying, I want to teach this to my child, but I'm also not sure how to go about it. Is there something like that that could help parents?
Right now in SA, unfortunately, to my knowledge, I don't think there's anything especially for kids. But I mean, there are books about money that have been written, and my kids have started reading books, and they teach you very simple things. I mean, Nicolette Mashile's book, I think it's called, oh goodness, I'm completely forgetting.
I also forgot it right now.
Yeah. There are age-appropriate books that you can buy for your children. But of course, with technology, it makes things so much easier. I mean, they are always on their phone. They're always on some sort of devices. I think maybe then we need to dig a little bit deeper and say, what is the equivalent here in SA? I have seen for sure or abroad, but obviously I think sometimes the lessons are going to get lost because now you're talking in dollars, they have different types of products. So I think good old reading to your kids is one of the best ways.
Yeah, I think it's and there's books, lots of books that speak about finances and involving children. Well, Mapalo, this has been very insightful, and I'm sure there are many parents that are kind of feeling like, man, I really can do this. It's not as overwhelming as what I sometimes feel it is. But before I let you go, what's one takeaway that you'd like parents, and I keep saying especially moms, because you work a lot with women in finance and you kind of understand the place that moms could find themselves in. What kind of takeaway would you like parents to stay with, to remember when it comes to teaching kids about money?
All right, and I think this is a big one. I have two. One, you yourself as a parent need to get comfortable with talking about money, and you need to get good with your own money, because your kids are forever watching, learning. They learn through what you do, not what you say. So I implore you as a parent to get good with money. Face your fears about money and make sure that you don't pass those to your children, number one. Then the second thing, you have to be intentional. You have to be intentional with teaching your kids about money. Don't leave it for someone else. They're not doing it in schools, and you don't want your kids to learn the same hard lessons that you learned. You want to teach them now so that they can be confident with money and make good financial decisions later on in life.
Sure, Mapalo. I think a lot of parents are just thinking, oh my goodness, I thought I was going to be able to avoid the part where I need to get myself right. But I think it's so true what you're saying. It's because they're watching so much, and includes just being able to see how you relate with money. Mapalo, it's always great chatting to you. Thank you so much for making time to talk to us this afternoon. And I'm so excited for just knowing that there are voices that encourage parents and every single one of us alike to continuously grow in bringing financial literacy to children, and more importantly, even to us as adults. So thank you so much for making time to chat to us this afternoon.
Thank you so much, Rusi. I enjoyed it.
It's author, entrepreneur, and financial advisor, Mapalo Maku, who is chatting to us this afternoon about Global Money Week, which is just around the corner, and the importance of being able to teach our children when it comes to finances. It is as simple as involving them from small decisions, including just showing them the bill, letting them hold hard cash. You'd be surprised just how incredibly helpful this could be for them.